Hey everybody, it's breakfast. It's 6:26 p.m. in an undisclosed location. Unfortunately, there have been some unforeseen changes to the composition of Sunny Breakfast, and this is going to be the last known recording of both Sunny and Breakfast to the podcast.
Howdy, howdy, motherfucking howdy. You already know what the fuck's going on. We're in some undisclosed location in the motherfucking world, wherever you think it is. But guess what? It ain't fucking no 4:16 or 6:15 in the afternoon. What time is this?
It's 5:17 in the morning.
In the fucking
Central, morning. Baby.
Out, yeah, fucking East Pacific, West Coast Central, or whatever the fuck the time zone is.
Wherever we are.
And yeah. Both of us are fucking hammered. And now, look, so right after we recorded episode 3, I got a little tipsy.
All
right,
fuck episode 3.
Episode 3 was pretty fun.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. But I feel like we could have, like, we got away from ourselves, I think.
I had fun because I was tipsy. But I got a little more tipsy. I mean, you can't just let the buzz die, you know? You gotta
keep it rolling.
You gotta let it live on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta let the ball roll. Let the paint dry. And I wanted to keep that buzz fucking going, so I kept it fucking going. And as I'm keeping it going, I'm just feeling myself, and I hit my boy up, and I was like, yo, we gotta record fucking episode 4, like, right now. We gotta do it immediately after.
5:17 in the morning, here we are.
No, you didn't want to do it. Because you weren't feeling yourself either, but you said you were going home, and then you
came back tonight. I grabbed my desktop, I streamed, like, for an hour while I was home, I came back, and I was just like, I worked on this computer science set. These two methods.
We'll be drinking Miller Lite throughout this entire
two podcast. And a half hours. I was working on this problem set.
Yeah, that sounds.
I had to refer to one of my friends. Shout out to Shex West. He knows what he did for me. He pointed out how dumb I was for trying to index the negative one element.
You fucking idiot. You were trying to fucking do the fucking, negative one.
Me fucking dumb. I'm fucking like a Neanderthal.
I don't even know what that means. To that man. Bro, straight up. I probably should, or at least a little bit.
It's a little bit of electrical. Like, with zeros and ones and zero. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, he's an electrical engineer, and honestly,
that's Shex. Shex, and he's doing better than me in my computer. He's very smart.
He is an electrical engineer, and I have computer science. Y'all are just more like strictly algorithm, like, you know, just computer based. Electrical engineers, a lot of people say this, and a lot of people will disagree. Some people would disagree, but honestly, coming from a mechanical engineer like myself, a mechanical engineering major like myself, I think electrical engineering is the hardest. Because it's computer science.
I took a 140 class. Every computer science major has to take like an introductory electrical class. And it's with Dr. Pratt. And like, I did well in the class. I always went to class. And then when I had my grade going into the final, I started to like lay off of his class because, like, I know I could, like, slack a little bit, just get a lower grade.
Getting some slack,
right? And, like, when I went to go study for it, like, just because I didn't go to class, I couldn't, like, catch up or anything. I was literally just, like, I mean, I still passed the class.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's true. But
that pause is brought to you by Miller Lite, ladies and gentlemen. But, anyway, building off of your circuits topic, I had this one class. I'm a mechanical engineering major, and you know I kind of had a certain idea of what I was getting myself into whenever I first started doing it. Didn't think it'd be this much coding, but you know, too late now doing it. Fucking, you know, it's a lot of coding. But we had to take one circuits class that was provided. And I may say his name just because it might slip up. But, I mean, he doesn't even work at the school anymore. Because apparently he got fired. But I think he's doing good now, though. Like, he got fired and he's doing better than he was. So, I mean, who gives a fuck?
I feel like working at the university might be a little low on people's lists.
He was my circuits professor, but the main reason he was on the staff was because of his research. You know, he did a lot of research for the school or whatever. But, dude, the way this dude talked, I mean, a lot of engineering professors, fuck, all engineering professors are usually socially awkward. Like, just cannot interact socially with anybody, you know, that's just how it is. But he was, like, a special case, like, he was bad, like, his voice, like, he sounded like a chipmunk, like, he just sounded, like, he had a very high-pitched voice, and he would show up to class, and then right before class would start, he'd put in this just fat fucking dip. Like, just a fat-ass fucking dip. I was like, alright, let's fucking go.
Is he a big guy?
Relatively. I mean, I guess. Like, he was a husky fellow.
He's like, wider than me, but, like, shorter than me?
He's shorter, but, yeah, he's, like, he was a husky fellow.
Okay.
And, me in one class, you could tell he was just, like, not sober, really. Like, whenever he was in class, like, he was under
the effects. It was more than just a dip that he had.
Yeah, one day he fucking, he knocked over his briefcase or some shit, and you hear this. I'm pulling out my prescription of Adderall, so it's a prescription pill bottle. You just hear that fucking spill out, or whatever, and everybody's like, right. And, you know, nobody really thought anything of it. It wasn't until he said, oh, drop my Skittles. What? You dropped your Skittles? No, like, first off, my Skittles were my favorite candy as a kid. My favorite fucking candy as a kid.
I know the sound Skittles makes.
And now you're going to compare Skittles to some fucking hard-ass drug? I hate you now. I don't like you, and I don't associate myself with you. But just, I mean, because he did so much research or whatever, and he said he was never sleeping, and honestly, I could believe it. I guess the school got tired of his bullshit and fired him. But apparently he got...
He probably got some bad reviews.
But like, apparently he got another job, and he was...
Boom. He's killing it.
Balling, yeah, he's doing fucking... He's just bulling now.
I think that's probably just a perfect example of someone that could, like, know the material and teach the material. Just, like, a fine line, and he just couldn't meet that other end of, like, portraying, like, what he knew to other people. Because I'm sure, like, if he could, that would be... Obviously, he's doing amazing, or, like, great now. If he could get that to others, like, people, and they could do that right off the bat, that'd be a job and a half that companies are looking for.
What you been doing tonight, bro? What got you to where you are right now?
I went to this...
Where'd you go?
Where is it called? Bolt?
Bolt,
yeah. You ever heard of it?
I've heard of it. It's a local gay bar.
Yeah, local gay bar. A lot of fun, let me tell you.
Dude, honestly,
most fun I've ever had going out. Dude. If we're going to be completely honest. I just took my sock off.
Good. No, honestly... Usually anytime I hear about a gay bar, there's usually only one thing I ever hear about. It's like, dude, I had a good time. Like, people always say, like, I just really had a good time. Like,
I don't know what about it.
It's gay just, people just know how to have fun.
Exactly. And there's no, like...
there's no what? Oh, shit. I just moved the desk.
That was me, I think.
Or it was both of us. Yeah. But hey, wait, let's move it back. But what are you trying to say here? What you giggling about?
It's just, like, very surprising. Very, very accepting. I feel like I got a sense of what 2019 feels like.
What you're saying? It was a little of a cultural shock to you.
Exactly.
Well, that's understandable.
That's exactly what I'm trying
to say. It's understandable because we're in the South, and, you know, not a lot of people see shit like this. But at the same time,
that was the first time I've ever seen anything like that.
But it's good to see something like there is a place like this for people like that in the
South. Oh, definitely.
You know, there's a safe haven.
I was having a blast.
There's a place to just fucking do whatever the fuck you want. Bolt. Hey, you see my bathroom? Fun fact, I have a bathroom, my bathroom sign, it says Bolt parking only. Check it, like literally
I
just
saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that
Bolt
earlier,
parking
I
only.
I have no clue what the fuck that was referencing.
Shout to Zach Cook, he got it for us. I don't know where he got it. I'm assuming some about Bolt's parking lot.
Fucking Bolt's, where's that? 100% Team Bolt.
Why didn't
you show up?
Well, see. It has nothing to do with, like, you know, just it's a gay bar, so I don't want to go. But recently, these past, like, I guess, like, 2 years or 4 semesters, same thing, I've realized just you spend so much money downtown. You know?
I didn't spend a penny.
Shut up. You'll get fucking lucky, you know, every few nights. If you go out every so randomly, every couple nights, you'll get lucky and somebody gets your fucking drinks every now and then. If you go regularly, you're going to end up fucking spending all this fucking money at a bar. Because I've done it. I've fucking been there, done that bullshit, and I'm tired of it. And I really... Because, like, you can buy a fucking six-pack of Tall Boys of Miller High Life, which to me is like the champagne of beers. And that... You can get that for $6.59. Plus tax.
Or you can get two beers.
Or, yeah, I can go get fucking 2 beers at a bar for the same exact price. That's fucking
maybe one
communism.
One with a good tip. Why is it, like, pay of the server put on the consumer at restaurants, specifically?
What do you mean?
I thought it was ours. Why are, like, servers dependent on, like...
Tips?
Yeah. Why doesn't the, like, whoever's hiring just pay them a fair wage?
Well, what is a fair wage?
A little bit above minimum wage, I think.
Usually servers
average maybe, like, okay, it's a wide range depending on what kind of, the average server probably wages between $15 to $20 an hour.
No. A server? You think it's $15, $20 an hour?
Alright, maybe I'm thinking of, like...
That's the minimum wage that the left is, like, protesting.
Okay, but
for.
A server, I feel like they usually get paid a bit more because
no
of tips.
No shot. They get paid a lot less because of tips. The whole implication of people leaving tips is because, oh, their wage sucks. Leave them tips.
I thought it was like, oh, they did a good job, leave them a good tip.
Well, yeah, obviously you leave them a good tip if they do a good job, but, well, at least my mom always told me their wage blows, give them a good tip, so, fucking, I don't know. But
I don't know.
Usually a server's wage usually sucks, and it's dependent on tips.
That's so, why is that put on, like, why does the consumer have to think about that when they're paying for their meal? Like, why doesn't the restaurant just pay them better?
Food, water, atmosphere. SpongeBob. You ever seen that episode?
Yeah.
When he crawled into the fucking Krabby Patty, Krusty Krab, and he was starving to death, and he's like, oh, we got something for you, and he's like, wait, are there, like, cobwebs in here? He's like, yeah. Oh, never mind, I'll just go to the chum bucket next door. Food, water, atmosphere, like, yeah, you know, that's
okay. But like, you could go to a restaurant and it'll have like good food and like good, like, register person, whatever the fuck.
You don't go
called.
To register person at a restaurant. A person comes to you and personally attends to you and
okay.
your fucking group.
Well, why don't they just...
not only with you and your group, but you and a whole other fucking group. Well, they have to remember all your fucking drinks.
Write it fucking down. Don't try to fucking remember shit when you're ordering from me. Just write it fucking down.
Okay, yeah.
No. Don't fucking start something.
No.
You're
going to want to
pause it.
No, you start.
You're
going to
want to erase some shit. No. What?
First off, let's talk about me wanting to pause something and erase something. earlier, fucking Seth paused this entire podcast because he had too long of a fucking pause because he thinks he's too drunk. With your bitch ass, you're gonna fucking come at me and say that I want to pause something, delete something, when you're just insecure about your own goddamn self and you're really just talking about your own goddamn self? Shut your bitch ass up, motherfucker. Trying to come at me with that bullshit. I don't remember what we were talking about. Because you're fucking trying to come at me with this fucking bullshit. Are you fucking for real right now? God.
You know I fucking mean it.
First off, if a fucking waiter or waitress comes up to you and is like, you know, they ask for your fucking order and write it down or whatever, and they get it right the entire night, you give them a tip, whatever. But if that fucker, if you're like, oh, can I get your drink orders? And you're like, yeah, I'm ready. And he has his hand, he or she has their hands folded behind their back, and they're just looking at you. Yes, what would you like? And dude, you have your family and their mom, like your family and eight more people and their fucking mom out there, and he gets the whole fucking table's order and doesn't write down a goddamn fucking thing. He, she, it, or dragon, or genderless alien gets this entire order and doesn't write down a goddamn thing. Comes back with everybody's drink and some more. He's like, oh, what y'all want to eat? And fucking the entire table gets a fucking steak. And everybody there gets it cooked a different fucking way. So he can't just, three medium rares and two this. He has to remember all this fucking bullshit. And he gets it. I'm only saying he because this is, like, a specific time. I watched, like, this one dude just, like, completely. And I was like, he's getting a fucking fat-ass tip. Just, like,
take me to a restaurant where that happens.
Okay. I'm not. You can go find it out on your own like I did. Because, no, see,
fucking happen. You're talking about a lot of people.
That's cool. No, that means your life is just a lot worse than mine. And that means I enjoy myself.
I don't go out to eat when
that's cool. Happen. That you just don't enjoy life as much as me. And it's like,
what do you mean?
I just have a lot better time than you do. I've been telling you this since episode one, bro. Get the fuck out there.
Dude, I've been out there. I know what I like.
You didn't even know that they said no transgenders in the military. You didn't even know that when I said that. Get out.
Dude, I'm sure half the people that listen to this don't know that shit.
No, I don't know. Stay fucking woke, motherfuckers. Figure this shit. I mean, get out, bro. Get from under the rock that you've been bulling under. Get the fuck out of there, bro. You're getting fucking moss. Like moss growing on your back, like life. Hey, there is moss growing on the Polar Pop machine in the Circle K closest to us.
And so, like, you only see that at Circle K because you aren't exposed to what other restaurants have in the back. Usually, when you get a refill at a restaurant, they take your cup, they give you a new one, and they give you ice and a new drink, but you don't ever get to see like where that drink's coming from. Circle K, you get first-hand experience of what
very understandable, like. Very understandable. But if you're getting first-hand experience, why would you not like give more attention to not having life thriving on your drink machine?
You definitely should. I haven't gotten.
Dude, well, no, when I first saw it, it took me by surprise, because, you know, it was moss, and I was just, because, dude, first off, this is, like, after 2 years of me getting Polar Pops just from this place, and I was getting it, and I was with my roommate, who was below average height, and can't quite, you know, see as well as me up there, and I was getting my ice or whatever, or drink or whatever, and I'll just look up, you know, at like kind of right at the top of the machine, and I looked at it and I was like, that looks just like moss that grows off of like trees or rocks or just, you know, shit in nature. And I looked at it like closely and like felt it, and I was like, that's green moss. That is green living moss that is thriving in a place with, like, no sunlight, no direct sunlight getting to it, just whatever the fuck it's living off of in there.
The sugar.
And I was like, Nick, can you see this? And he couldn't see it. And, like, I had to, like, kind of... He, like, I boosted him up a little bit. He was, like, jumping or some shit. And he saw it. And he was just like, oh, God. Like, you know, he saw the life, you know. There's life. He can talk. Feed me. It must be feeded.
Nobody else probably has noticed that. Or else it'd be a huge story. You could honestly probably launch like a journalist or like a reporter's like site based off of this.
Not even that.
Because it's across the nation.
What if I'm just like, oh, I got a stomach cramp. Must be from the Circle K moss.
That'd be...
I can't now because I just said it, but, you know.
No, this is... We could postpone this.
Still fuck it.
We'll do it another time.
I'm gonna pull up some notes from last. I didn't get to, we didn't get to everything we wanted to.
We still have a lot to cover.
But, just one quick thing that I honestly just wanted to talk about. So, like, you know, I did just recently go to a funeral, whatever, but.
Killer reception, I've heard.
Killer reception. No pun intended. I'm an awful person. Yes. Let's get that out of the way. I'm a bad dude. But. Fuck me. Oh, God. Okay. So, anyway. This is just, let me crack this beer open, dude. This is, me and my buddy, you know, we're driving. It was me and John, you know. I see this little bumper sticker, and it's just like, you know, RIP something. You know, RIP so-and-so. And I thought about, you know, where I came from, you know, back in my little small town. All they had was those, you know, RIP stickers. That was all they had to remember them by. So they put, you know, RIP so-and-so on the back windshield. And I'm saying it. You know, I'm gonna sound like a dick, but I don't care. I think that's the dumbest fucking shit on earth. I didn't put any of that shit on Instagram because I felt like it was just, you know, look, you know, hey, my relative died. Feel sorry for me. I may have said that in the last one, but that was one thing. But when you put it on a bumper sticker and on the back of your windshield, how long is that staying there for? Forever, you know.
You aren't ever, like, if it's on your bumper sticker, it's staying there until, like...
It's like getting a tattoo.
Until you, like, move on from it.
Until you get another car.
Exactly. You aren't taking your bumper stickers off too often.
Yeah, that shit's staying there. Like, that's...
Bumper stickers are forever.
You know, that's Kim Kardashian say, you don't put... That's why she doesn't have tattoos. You don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. Cause she's
a
Bentley.
Oh God.
Kim Kardashian and I hate the fucking Kardashians. Straight up.
Tell.
Straight up. Kardashians, the Jenners. Kendall's pretty cool. Just cause I don't know. She's hot. I guess. Scott Disick's 30 years old and he's dating a girl our age.
He's
no, not like dating. He's like, he's an item with that girl.
That's hilarious.
It's also Lionel Richie's. Lionel Richie, what the fuck are you doing, bro? I mean, dude, you're like one of my idols, dude, and you're letting your daughter run around with that fuckhead? Lionel, please stop. Oh, dude, did you really just...
It just happened on recording.
Well, I was trying to give. Hey, you're hitting my jewel, man. Hey. Say, dude. Hey. Stop it. Stop it, man.
That was pretty good.
Dude, go fuck yourself.
No, the fucking Snapchat.
No. Yeah, that was. But anyway, Kardashians, I hate them.
Fuck them. Why are they famous?
Oh, well, Kim had that sex tape with Ray J.
Yeah. It was shit.
I've seen it multiple times.
Shit!
Shit? No, it's great. It's phenomenal. I've seen it multiple times. Good shit. Quality shit. But, I mean, she should just be a porn star.
At that she point, is. You know?
May as well be. Not have a reality show. I think... You know, I've never seen the reality show, ever. Because I don't want to watch it because I know it's not good.
My mom has that shit on all the time.
I know it's not good. So does my sister. I saw one, like, scene, like, one little snippet on some social media platform where Kylie Jenner, the fucking Kris Jenner was like, Kylie, come down, come see this. And she had a pig wrapped up in a blanket, a little tiny pig. And she said, is that a chicken? And then she's on the cover of Forbes magazine for being the fucking top earning self-made billionaire female or some shit that's in the
Kendall,
world.
Yeah.
No, Kylie. Let me. Oh, Kylie, I can't believe I didn't put this in any of my notes. First off, let me just get past the bumper sticker note real quick, my baby. Bumper stickers that say RIP, with all due respect, RIP to whoever it was, but fuck off. Get it off your fucking car. You know, your car isn't just, you know, an advertisement. We get it, they died, but fuck off. You know, that, because that literally leaves awful people like me and my friends to just make stupid jokes about, you know, that person. Oh, I bet they got dead by this fucking... I wasn't to give an example, but I can't. Like, you know, we're not ready for that yet. We're not ready for my true self to come out. My true self.
One day.
This is mostly me speaking my mind, but just if I really wanted to get fucking weird, I'd get fucking weird. But, I can't believe I didn't fucking put this shit down earlier. But back to that bullshit. Kylie Jenner is a self-made billionaire, according to Forbes. Self-made. She did that herself. She started from the bottom and now she is here. Comments?
Oh, where exactly at the bottom?
I mean, exactly. Like, what is the, you know, when your dad won a fucking decathlon, you know what a decathlon is? Deca is a fucking prefix for 10, meaning there were 10 fucking whole Olympic things that he did, versus, you know, people from all the other countries who were the top people from their countries. In all 10 events, he did better than they did. He won all that. You know, you get a good bit of money from that. He was on the fucking Wheaties box. And then her fucking... Her real dad... Well, no, not her real dad. Her real dad is fucking Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce, whichever one they were. I guess it's Caitlyn now.
Yeah.
That's her real dad. But also, her mother, Kris Jenner, formerly Kris Kardashian... wife of Rob Kardashian, who defended O.J. Simpson. That was a mother who married, I don't believe, though. But he defended O.J. in the trial, and then afterwards he was like, he realized, oh yeah, he did that shit, so he kind of... But he died, unfortunately. Him, yeah, but like that, you know, she came from fame, and fortune, and she's self-made. And these are the same people who are saying that Donald Trump isn't a self-made billionaire or trillionaire, which he is not. He isn't self-made. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million, and I built off of that, which is impressive. You know, you turn $1 million into more money, cool. But I mean, you give. A good amount of people $1 million will usually turn in more. Not usually.
Depends on what you do with it.
Typically people who win the lottery fucking lose most of that shit. Sit the fuck up. He's falling asleep. He's falling asleep, ladies and gentlemen. Sit the fuck up. Sit up. Let's go.
Tired.
I know. You're just getting comfortable. That's the problem. It's fucking 6:28 a.m., bro.
What do you expect from me?
Do you want a beer? That'll keep you up.
No.
Come on, dude. 6:28 a.m. We're fucking good, dude. We're all good. But we moved up shop to the living room because nobody's in here. But he's getting real comfortable in this new section that we have, aren't you?
It's fucking nice. It's nice.
It traps you in there, bro. It
nice
really does.
Piss couch.
But yeah, so long story short, if you're going to sit there and say Kylie Jenner is a self-made billionaire, I'm so sorry, and I really do apologize about this. I really do. But you're a fucking idiot. Like, you're not smart.
That's exactly what, like, entitlement
is. Yeah, like, you may be smart, but you're just ignorant in a lot of things. Like, you can't just...
You don't know what self-made even is.
You really don't.
When you're born into that...
I mean, when you're born into shit like that, your father was Bruce fucking Jenner.
There's no way you could be self-made.
The man, the myth, the legend, who is now the woman, the myth, the
You're riding, like, the wake of his wave.
Can we talk about how apparently Caitlyn Jenner, transgender, doesn't support gay marriage and conservative, like a Trump supporter?
That's not true. There's no way.
All right, let me Google. I want to make sure, because I hear this a lot. I want to make sure. Okay. Caitlyn Jenner. I hope it's not true, honestly. Caitlyn Jenner. Gay. Do you know how do you spell it? Marriage.
M-A-R-R-I-A-G-E.
That's like I-A-G, that's marriage, you know? Straight up, like, see, that's why...
That's why English is the hardest language.
That is why I am an engineering major. Because of that stupid bullshit. Numbers make sense. Numbers have rules, and it's all
numbers
like a puzzle that fits into a certain thing.
Numbers speaks every language.
But gay marriage? That says marriage. You know? Fuck off. Fuck off with your marriage. But Caitlyn Jenner gay marriage beliefs. Clarifies gay marriage comments. Wants to clear the air. Still feeling heat from the comments. Okay, so she... in 2015, Jenner appeared on Ellen and said, I'm a traditionalist. I kind of like tradition, and it's always been a man and a woman. Though she said her position on same-sex marriage evolved since transitioning. Well, of course, I would hope so. As time has gone on, I think a lot of people... Wait, hold on. She went on Ellen and said, I'm a traditionalist. I think it should be man and woman.
What's wrong with that?
Ellen's a lesbian with a wife. So that's like...
So she said that, though?
So she went on Ellen's show and said, I typically agree with, like, not what you're doing.
I feel like Ellen wouldn't have her.
No, well, honestly, Ellen's real as fuck. First off, you know where Ellen's from, right?
Yeah, she went to high school with my sister.
She's whipping that 504, son. 504. Straight up. You know, she just be like that, but she's, like, lesbian.
She got kicked out for being lesbian.
So you know she's real as fuck. Like, you know, she don't take that bullshit, at least at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking 2019.
Exactly.
She can't take that bullshit. You know, and then, but at this was in 2015, actually, though. said that she was a traditionalist, and typically it was a man and woman. You seen Ellen's wife too? Her name is like Portia or some shit. Really? Oh, by the way, leave it in the comments below and swipe up. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. Is it Porsche or Porsche? Swipe up. But no, that whole swipe up saying. Have you seen the trailer for that Prodigy movie? It's like this. It's a horror movie about a kid who's like really smart, and his parent, and like he wants to kill his parents. Like he's so super smart, he's like doesn't give a fuck about human life, I guess. Well, they put an ad for it on Snapchat, and like the movie trailers for it look creepy as fuck and all that. And then on the thing on Snapchat, it's like, it's the kid, right? It's the kid, and he's got like this front camera, and he goes, "Hey, you want to see something scary? Swipe up." As soon as you say swipe up, I'm not scared anymore. You're just, that's clickbait. Like, you're just trying to get me to fucking buy something and fucking, you know who told me to swipe up? Supreme Patty. When he came out with that fucking song, Anxiety and fucking Gelato Got Me Flying in the Sky. Shut the fuck up, Supreme Patty. Go squirt fucking lemons and limes in your eyes while you jump off of a fucking roof onto your face. You know, fuck off. Tired of hearing that bullshit. Swipe up. Check out fucking Gelato's on deck right now. Swipe up. Fucking Anxiety's on deck. If you have anxiety, listen to the song, because you'll definitely have more anxiety and feel worse about yourself. But it's like Anxiety. It's like some jaw shit. Some, like, I say jaw because those are the jaw memes. First off, you know we were saying jaw before XX and Tayshaun. Because Jaw is, these Jaw memes come out, Jaw is just the shortened version of XX's name. His name is like Jaw-Zay or some shit, but Jaw is the Rastafarian god. And we refer to Jaw just for shit sometimes, you know, Jaw Bless. Just be like that. You hear a lot of reggae songs and be like that. They'll get religious with it and just pray songs to Jaw. It's good shit. Sit up, motherfucker. Sit up.
Let's go sleep.
No.
It's like 7 in the morning.
No, it's 6:35. It's been a few more minutes. Real fucking quick. How about that? How about 21 Savage?
What about him? How he's
British. How he's not American, and he's, you know, he's from this Atlanta gang or whatever.
And he's claimed to be British, even though he's
not. No, he's British.
Oh, he is 100, like.
Yeah, he's British.
Like, why is that so offensive?
Well, I'm not sure, but I would love to hear his, like, honestly, they may as well make a movie about him now. I mean, it has to be that interesting, like, because fucking, I was talking to Zach about it. You know, he likes the rap game and all that. He's into the new age shit. But I've listened to 21 Savage's earlier shit, and I feel like maybe if I were to listen to his later shit, because I've heard some of his later shit, it's not that bad. But from the total amount of 21 Savage that I've heard, from the judgments that I can make from that, he's not good. I don't like him. I really, like, anytime I hear him on the fucking radio, I think he's trash. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
What up?
Yeah. Get up, motherfuckers.
Nah, it's all good. I'm probably gonna have to go back to bed in a second.
No, he's being a bitch. No, but anytime I fucking hear that fucker on the, like, anytime I hear him, he just aggravates the piss out of me. He really does. But then I hear that he's from England, and I asked Zach about it. I was like, what'd you think about it? He's like, yeah, but I mean, really, he grew up in Atlanta. You know when he moved to America? Are you serious right now? Are you fucking... Hey. You know when you wake up, sit up, come on.
Whoa.
No, you're not. I was just asking you questions and you were not answering me. You're making me look like an asshole right now.
I can't.
Please sit up.
I'm tired, dude.
I'm tired too. I'm fucking exhausted. I'm fucking absolutely exhausted, but I'm sitting the fuck up and being a fucking trooper.
Let's go.
Alright. So, fucking, I was talking to Zach about 21 Savage, right? You know, he was trying to defend him or whatever. And he's like, well, he did grow up in Atlanta. And I was like, well, you know how old he was when he moved to America? 13.
How old was he?
13. Would you say, yeah, Derek is using the bathroom. Would you say that's like...
That's pretty young.
I would say, like, you know, a significant part of your life was definitely taken up, you know, in Atlanta, and, like, you know, that could be a roots, but, like, 13
that's pretty
fucking
old.
Years,
yeah.
The first 13 years of your life, those are some pretty, like, implicative, you know, life points. Those are points of your life where, you know, shit just kind of settles in. And I guess, and honestly, it kind of makes his accent make sense. Because I was going to say something really offensive, but I'm just, not towards some sort of ethnicity, but mental disability. Because he kind of doesn't sound very smart, or, you know, he doesn't sound all the way there.
He's not, I don't think.
But I think it's because maybe it's just his accent's kind of, like, fucked. It's like some weird Atlanta British bullshit. Like literally, that has to be why he sounds like that. Imagine, just, that's literally the two most unlikely fucking accents you could ever put together. British and Atlantean. Atlantean. People from Atlanta are just like Atlantis people. They're just people who are, it's from the lost city of Atlanta. They got the fucking George Dome submerged under the sea. They're trying to fish it out after a fucking Falcons game. Falcons versus Saints. Fucking riot breaks out. Huge riot. The levees on all sides of Atlanta. And I don't even know if there are fucking levees in Georgia, but fuck it. The levees break. Shit goes underwater, fucking everything floods, and then boom, the lost city of Atlanta. That's actually been what we've been searching for. We've just been looking for Atlanta, the real Atlanta, this whole time. But yeah, 21 Savage, I don't know, I think the way they kind of dealt with it was, apparently he tried to renew his visa. Allegedly, he tried to renew his visa, I think in 2015 or something like that, because he came in here in, like, 2005, and his visa expired in 2006. You know what, I'm assuming his career, you know, boomed up, and, you know, it was just, he had the means to extend his visa, tried to, and I guess they didn't, and then, I don't know, they were probably just looking for just some bullshit to fuck him up with, and then boom. Didn't record that or didn't extend that visa, even though he tried to. But I may have talked about this on, like, the first test podcast I did that wasn't released to the public, unfortunately. But there's this other one, in that podcast, I talked about this one guy, or just, like, there are these Instagram famous people now, and I just don't get it, man. Like, you got this long neck, dude. Now, I'm not dissing him for, like, just, you know, all the shit that I could be dissing for. It's just, like, what is content now? Like, what is it that he's actually doing? The most recent video, he had, and he's shirtless, and his tattoos are fucking god awful. I can't really talk much myself because I have a fucking tattoo of my ass that was done prison style in my fucking kitchen, but this tattoo looks like some fucking shit that you bought at a CC's Pizza after you got, like, you know, fucking 4 tokens out of a game or something. You know, you get the shit on the tattoo, the temporary tattoo machine. He's got some shit on, like, his forearm. He has a tattoo on, like, his forearm that says Daddy Long Neck. And then he has a tattoo under his neck that says Lick Here with an arrow pointing up towards his neck. And this is like, his most recent one. He starts a video and he's like, he talks like this. Oh yeah, this is be on up in the coaching, man. Like, he's there. I honestly can't even do it right now. But he just says this is how he be all up in the coochie. I showed you the video, right? Of the long neck man.
Yeah.
When he started licking the cookies and shit.
Yeah, he showed me all of those.
Yeah, I'm just, so he starts, like, he just grabs these chocolate chip cookies and starts, like, licking them. He says, I'd be all up in the coochie, like, and just starts licking them, like, all seductively while making these. Noises. And, like, it just makes you really fucking uncomfortable. He starts licking that cookie, makes it all weird. And then after that. Yeah, it's
really, like, the kid population in like 10 years.
I'm saying that if we evolve the correct way, that's how we'll be. But but you thought it'd be done there, and then he did it to another cookie, and he just like both cookies he just kind of shoved in his mouth, and after the second cookie he started like coughing on it like he was smoking drugs or something. And I was just looking at it and like I couldn't even like laugh at how bad it was. It was that bad. It was just like, I was just looking at it, I was like, this is content. Like, this is what people, like, look for every day. Like, yes. Good thing fucking Daddy Longneck posted this. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to get up, like, get throughout my day. He needs to act like he's fucking my wife. And that'd be the real comedy. Right? Well. You know, I've tried my hardest, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6:45 a.m. Your boy Breakfast is fucking out like a motherfucking light. How's that song go? Is it Dicko Mode or Bo Mamba? Yeah, it's Bo Mamba, or it's Bicko Mode. Dicko Mode. Yeah, that's the song. It's a great song. What all the kids are listening to these days. Oh, I saw somebody play Dicko Mode to this vape trick montage the other day on YouTube. So sick. It was the sickest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Right after I saw the video, I dropped my social security number in the comments and gave my cell phone number. I was like, hey man, you ever looking to fuck somebody's mom? My mom's totally like available, especially if you're doing vape tricks like that. Hey, shout out to anybody doing vape tricks. Come hit me up and fuck my mom straight up. Alright. I will be very surprised if we end up posting this. So, let's see what happens. Just know, if it's posted, you're welcome, because I was the one who pushed it. I pushed it very hard, I can guarantee you. You want to sign off, Breckman? Hey, you want to sign off? Want to help me sign off? Hey, he woke up a little bit. He's not helping me sign off. But anyway, that's it. Signing off at 6:47 a.m. This is Sunshine with the Sunny Breakfast Podcast. Coming at you not so live from a not so disclosed location on a somewhere in the world. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.